Ava halted her bike in front of the principal lighthouse keeper's house, where Mr. and Mrs. Jeanette lived with their passel of 7 children. Leaning her bicycle against the porch railing, she stepped onto the porch. But before Ava could knock on the screen door, Mrs. Sudie Jeanette swung it open.
"Well, hello, Ava. How are you this fine morning?"
Sudie Jeanette wiped her hands on the white apron that covered her gray skirt and white blouse.
"And what brings you over our way?"
Ava pulled the cloth sack from her bike basket and held it out to Mrs. Jeanette.
"Good morning, Mrs. Jeanette. Mother asked me to bring these beans to you. They're the only things producing in her garden yet, but we have plenty for ourselves and to share." "Oh, my lands!"
Mrs. Jeanette pressed her hands against her chest in excitement. Accepting the sack, she glanced inside.
"Would you look at those? We'll be eating well tonight. Thank your mother for me, won't you?"
As they stood chatting, they heard the door to the lighthouse shut and saw Mr. Jeanette walking toward them. His voice carried across the yard.
"Good morning, Miss Ava. How are you this lovely summer day? Haven't seen you in a while."
"I'm doing fine, Captain Naka."
Ava used the nickname that everyone on the island referred to the lighthouse keeper by. "And you?"
"Oh, just fine and dandy. Couldn't pick a more beautiful day, could you?"
He waved an all-encompassing arm to include the sky, the yard, and the ocean beyond.
"What's been keeping you away, young lady?"
"I've just been very busy at the library. A large donation of books came in from a wealthy estate up near Kitty Hawk. Apparently someone left them to our tiny library in their will, and now I have the very daunting task of finding room for them."
She flung up a cautious hand.
"Not that I'm complaining, mind you. I'm just not sure where I'm going to put them all."
The good captain considered.
"Perhaps we'll have to bring it up at our next town council meeting. Either move the library to larger quarters or add on to the one we got."
Before Ava could respond, a male voice greeted them from near the sandy dunes at the edge of the yard.
"Good morning."
They turned to see a tall young man in fishing attire as he approached them. His newsboy cap was pulled low over his eyes, cloaking them in shadow. A white button-down shirt with sleeves rolled to his elbows, minus a starched collar, hugged his muscular form. Round twill trousers and a tan fishing vest sporting various hooks and lures completed his casual attire. A large fishing creel hung from one shoulder, while he carried a surf fishing pole in one hand and 2 large fish on a stringer in the other hand.
"Well, howdy, young man," called Captain Naka. "Looks as if you've done well this morning. Those are some dandy-looking Spanish mackerel. Take you long to land 'em?"
"Not really."
The man halted near them. He held up the stringer, then looked back at the group.
"I'm mostly fishing for the fun of it, so I can't use these. They're just too big to throw back, and I thought I'd see if you folks could use them."
"Oh, my lands!"
Mrs. Jeanette's hands flew to her cheeks. "You really can't use them?"
"Nope. I'm staying at a boarding house in town, so I have no way to cook them up."
The fisherman shook his head, sighed dramatically, then eyed them again.
"But if you're not interested, I'm sure the proprietress of the boarding house would be happy to get them."
"Oh, no, we'd be more than happy to take them off your hands, young fella,"
Captain Naka said with a rush.
"We have a house full of children, and this would go a long way toward feeding them."
"Then they're all yours."
The stranger held up the stringer.
"Oh, my lands," said Mrs. Jeanette. "Thank you ever so much. That's very kind of you, sir."
He waved her words away.
"Think nothing of it. It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. and Mrs.
Jeanette,"
finished Captain Naka.
"Mr. and Mrs. Unaka Jeanette. And you are?"
"Michael Kelly, but just call me Mike."
The young man held out a hand and shook the captain's. He tipped his cap toward Mrs. Jeanette, then turned his shadowed gaze on Ava. A prickle of something she couldn't explain raced up Ava's spine.
Strange. She never met this man before.
Why should meeting his eyes do that? It's not like they were... what? She couldn't even identify their color in the shade of his hat's brim and the bright sunlight. Mentally shaking herself, she shifted from one foot to the other, feeling unexplainably awkward.
"And you're Miss Jeanette?" he asked, watching her.
"Oh, no, I'm just a friend of the family."
"This is Miss Ava Sinclair,"
Captain Naka introduced her proudly.
"She's almost like a daughter. She's our town librarian and Sheriff Sinclair's sister."
"Really? So you live in Buxton as well?"
"Yes," Ava nodded. "All my life."
"Fascinating."
The words seemed to slip from him before he could stop it, and Ava's cheeks grew warm. The temperature must be climbing, although it was predicted to be mild today.
"Pardon?"
asked the captain.
"I mean, living here on the island your whole life would be fascinating."
"I suppose," agreed Mrs. Jeanette, a thoughtful expression creasing her brow. "Life's rather slow here, and we don't get strangers often. How long have you been here, Mr. Kelly?"
"A couple of weeks. Just taking in the scenery and fishing. I usually throw the fish back, but this is the best catch yet, and I had to share it."
He paused, then handed the stringer to Captain Naka.
"Well, I've taken up enough of your morning. It was a pleasure meeting you all. I'll pick up my stringer another time. I'm sure I'll see you around."
Ava felt his gaze land on her features and was oddly certain he was talking directly to her.